Hello everyone, welcome back. This is episode 20 of Pokemon Horizons. I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to take a break from commentaries after this because 20 is a nice round number and we'll see. I really want to be able to get my work ethic back up again. I mean, no promises, obviously, because the promises just cause more stress, but we'll see how things go. But what's going to happen on the 20th episode? Let's see. Okay, the commentary, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, click, and the click is me pressing the play button. 3, 2, 1, click. That opening sounds a lot like the theme song for Murder by Numbers, which was composed by the guy who did Phoenix Wright. So that explains why it sounds very Phoenix Wright-y as well. But I don't know if this was written by the same guy who did Phoenix Wright. The CPU, look at every clue. Know that murder is never far away, which is a really creepy lyric. Okay, anyway, preview's over. Kabu, we're focusing on a gym leader from the previous generation, which I just can't get over. Yes, okay, yep, Kabu-san. He's going to ask him about the black Rayquaza. Fine leafage. Palpable is such a weird word because it means you could touch it. And I mean, I know it's like it's super thick, but at the same time, it's like I could feel your connection. Yep. Silver Fox keeps himself fit. Just keep up and jog. Are they going to have a conversation while jogging and Roy's going to faint? That'd be fun. He didn't even get a line. Poor Mitchell. You get precisely one episode and that's it. Oh, he didn't do the fall down. That's right. But yeah, if you get the chance, do... Murder by Numbers was never meant to kind of... be big or anything like that, but still, I feel like it went more under the radar than it should have. It's on the Switch. It's really good. It's got illustrations by the person who did Heartful Boyfriend. And if you haven't played Heartful Boyfriend, you should. It looks like it's one of those ones where it looks like a parody game, but it gets surprisingly heartfelt at the end. And that's the character design was by her, but the music was done by the guy who did the first Phoenix Wright. The whole thing's done in a Picross style, like you solve clues by solving Picross puzzles, so it's like one of those sort of elevated newspaper puzzle games, and I actually really like those. I like it when you have to solve puzzles to solve clues, like you still get that sort of feeling of aha without them having to go through all the palaver of finding the clues and putting them together in a logical order. No, you just have to solve Picross puzzles. But yeah, Murder by Numbers, like I said. I think it's on PC as well, but it's definitely on Switch. And Switch has got the cool touch screen technology. So it'd be cool if they put it onto mobile as well. I feel like it would work pretty well for that. And some surprisingly mature relationships in there as well. But anyway, moving on. Speaking of mature relationships, let's talk about this gym leader. And no, I'm not going to let him slide that it's the last generation. What's going on? We should be seeing Larry. Where's Larry, dang it? Why are we at this gym leader? Nah. Maybe it's like a note, an executive note. It's like, oh, give us a bit of nostalgia for the previous gen so we can get some new sales. Oh, well. Hello, I will be your OC for the evening. Brock would go gaga over me if he was here. Why do you have only one glove? Well, you only need one hand to throw your Pokeball. Yeah, it's true. Old. That's four words. That's an entire sentence. You're going to move on to a paragraph? Yep, she moved on to a paragraph. Well, I'm glad they pointed it out at least. I know, right? Enthusiasm is infectious.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah, death. Keep training till we're dead. I gotcha. A fine split. Fast runners. I mean, if they're going to ask everyone about the Black Rayquaza, why don't they ask about her pendant? I mean, it seems like people would know more about that than others. I guess it does go to the Gala region. It's a worldwide myth. It's like Bigfoot or something. Are all the gym leaders in like a clandestine fraternal brotherhood? What the heck? Have you tried saying return? Crap! He just says return and this big thing just sucks it up. It still seems weird that gym leaders are like treated as like professors or something, or researchers. Oh well. What level is it, mister? That's me saying that. I shouldn't say that. Is it mid-game level or end-game level? Do we get badges? Do the badges count? Do you just need 8 from any region to go into the league? That seems dangerous. Right. There's a few light. There's a few that are lit up here. They're absorbing the life force from people. Is he gonna set up a freaking shadow game? Now stand with your head over the flame and let your life force be sucked out. Yep, they're going for the whole Bruce Lee thing. I do not fear the man who has practiced 100 punches. I fear the man who has practiced one punch 100 times. Was it 1,000 times? Something like that. Okay. Well, that's a fun little mini game. Wish they had that in actual Sword and Shield, but okay. Did like a Sword and Shield had kind of the unique gym, so that was cool. They didn't just stand still. No, don't burn it down. This is all just turning into whack-a-mole. And now, the life force is being slowly drained away even faster. How would adding leaves to it make it go out? I keep telling you, she was meant to get Quaxley. Maybe putting leaves onto a flame won't put it out. Didn't even hurt him. Oh, now I cannot take your immortal soul. No, I claim your soul another day. Isn't that just razor leaf? Freaking razor leaf. Man, imagine if they could do that in the games, like make the moves in different... Wait a minute, they did that in Pokemon Arceus. They need to do more. Do flat, just burn the grass. Burn this entire stadium to the ground. That means I win by default. Yep, out of juice. So that's what it looks like when a Pokemon runs out of PowerPoints. That's a good PowerPoint presentation. That's a lot of citrus. Yes, you are, my boy. Well, that's kind of what he said. Yes, you are, but that's, yeah. The greatest teacher failure is. Probably the best line from Last Jedi. Kakuides. I mean, she could probably just sit it out. They got, like, flipping eight. Oh, no, it's about who gets to the end first. They could just go on forever, though, if they keep learning and growing, especially if they're both shown in protagonists. They're doomed. Learn from the failure. Look at my tail. It's cool. Oh, okay. Get into the rhythm. How's that learning from your failure, though? You just have to sing and do it? This seems kind of... It doesn't seem like it's learning from a mistake. Whatever. It's still a good lesson, so I'll allow it. Oh. See, I told you. Two shonen protagonists against each other. This is going to go on forever. They're so cute in some shots. Three days later. Okay, what? It seemed like they were doing it easily. Hurry, we must band together and fight against our oppressors. Music cues are good in this part. Oh no, she's second guessed. Your soul is mine. They should both be fainting from lack of soul. Or is life essence like a different thing? I mean, even at its most simplistic form, life essence is kind of like energy, right? They should be completely fainting. Oh, it's a double battle. Then what was even the point? Well, I guess it was just to teach them a lesson, but still... It was meant to be that the winner got to battle, but oh well. Okay, are they going to use what they learned? Let's find out. That one I'm kind of curious about. I kind of like that centipede Pokemon, but it's just not as good as Scolipede, or you know what I mean, yeah. I like the centaur better. Although I do like the Gigantamax, that's pretty cool. I think you can get this one in the new game, so maybe that's what their angle was. So they were just advertising the Pokemon rather than the gen. That was really silly. I mean, you shouldn't do it anyway, even if it didn't absorb it. Your leaf, that's even worse. Okay, I'm curious how they're gonna like get the lesson out here. Hey, a flame wheel that actually looks like a wheel. That's pretty good. Bug Bite was always kind of bad, or at least that's what I remember. Maybe it's changed since then. I mean, he's right. Nico, we need to work together. Okay. I'll just do my own thing. They didn't even discuss the strategy. It'd be nice if they just had a little cutaway of them kind of whispering to each other or something, so we could feel like they had a plan. I guess not. Will be faint. Oh, okay. Oh, now he's starting to get some guitar riffs on it. It took this long for it to get awesome. So is she gonna have to learn her own hair metal ballad for Nyahoya? We'll have to find out. I like how the music literally did it. But at the same time, come on, you gotta bite. You don't use the fire. But fire is fire absorbs it. Is he gonna overload him? Make him kind of pop? Blow him up like a bubble and then pop him? That would be weird. I mean, if he literally absorbs it. Wow, he did the whole thing. This isn't much of a double battle, man. She's gonna be the gym trainer? Awesome. Here we go. Okay, finally we've actually got a bit of a interesting typing this time. That's something. That is probably, I wonder if that's what they are planning to do in the future, is kind of lean into the different types of moves, like have moves that do different things, have different versions, like a special TM or something that like puts a stink on a move. You can have like sharp versions of different things, like bite, which is like a big bite or a bad bite, where it's like either slightly more powerful, normal, or like put a bit of poison on it or a bit of dark on it. But she's never done that before. This seems kind of out of nowhere. How dare you not fight until your Pokemon has lost consciousness? I want you to concuss your Pokemon. But I get it. Need to work on your shrinking violet levels. Well, your shrinking Pokemon violet levels. Ha ha ha. How dare you? Winning is everything. I don't know if you're going easy on them. Nyahoya. No talk me, I angry. Oh no, is this going to be a three-parter? I wanted to stop at a nice round number. We'll see. Obviously, I am inadequate. Fire and water. I get it. Well, wait, she's not water, she's grass. She should have gotten Quaxley. Sure. What? We don't get the rematch? We don't get to see them actually fight to the bitter end? Thought that was the whole point. Background always gets you the, so flashback gets the aspect ratio. Oh no, Black Rayquaza got ratioed. Oh. Yes. That would seem to be kind of bad. I mean, like, you're trapped in there. You can't take to the skies. Isn't Rayquaza like the weather Pokemon? What the heck? Man, that didn't sound like Ikuetani. I guess that was just a weird read. Woo, Liko! I've been holding myself back. Time to unleash the beast. It's true, you can do contests. Is she another one going to go for contests? After Dawn. Ka-chow! It sounded like Pikachu said ka-chow. $800. Kill people. What does it burn within its body to generate heat? It's got to be gas, right? I mean, if it was rocks, then it would be part rock type, and that would be three types, and that's not really possible without terrestrializing. Two, one. Although, I feel like that they don't do the credits very much. This is all just a fun little thing. It's kind of like the Pokemon songs. I wonder if they got inspiration from like the Four Kids doing the different songs at the end of the show. Although maybe Four Kids got the idea from Pokemon, because Pokemon do songs at the end sometimes as well. Did they do jukeboxes though? I don't know. Or Pokemon Karaokemon, as they called it. Who's the guest? Oh, it'll be, what's her name? The tomboy. Yep, guest. No, not Fred. He's not a guest. No, there should always be someone from the show in question. I know they don't want to add new assets, but still. All right. It's got to be gas, right? The answer is grass. I mean, gas. Oh, that'd be an interesting Pokemon, actually. Have the be like a grass fire type where it burns grass to make like a cool attack. That'd be neat. At least a cool concept. Oh no, the next episode's gonna be dot focused. Oh no, it isn't. No, there hasn't been dot in ages. We need more dot, dang it. Okay. Or is she just going to be another quest giver again? Not fair. Yeah, she is going to be just a quest giver. More, More Dot. This whole thing should just be the Dot Show, but you all know that anyway. Thank you very much for joining in this month. Yep, next month should be quite busy. I'm looking forward to it. See you then.